You're listening to Jane and Barb, the Digital Divas.
Today we're talking about research basics. Every student is faced with writing that first paper. It could be for composition, history, or political science.
That's right, Jane, and sometimes the sheer number of places to look can be overwhelming, particularly for students just starting the process. Here's our basic guide to research. We guarantee if you follow these steps, the process of collecting information and writing your paper will be a lot easier.
Right. So step one, when you're given a choice, always select a topic you care about. I know that sounds really simple, but if you don't care about what you've selected, your writing is going to suffer. It's just that simple. You might be able to pretend or fake your way through some projects, but you can't fake enthusiasm when it comes to writing a paper or doing a presentation.
Step two is what I call divide and conquer. A 12-page paper seems like a lot, especially if you think about it as one chunk, but it's not really one paper. Break it down. Let's say you're doing a paper on obesity for a class on public policy. Page one is the introduction. Another page is the conclusion. Now we're down to 10. Write 2 pages on the scientific aspects of obesity, 2 on the psychological effects, maybe 2 on the physiological strain on young bodies, and 2 more on the economic engine that drives food consumption in America. Essentially, what you're doing is writing 5 very short papers and stringing them together with unified, cohesive transitions.
Okay, you have a topic, you've broken it down. Now, you need to keep the research simple. A good rule of thumb is to use 3 types of material in your research. We recommend books, articles, and the web. Books are easy to find through our library's online catalog. For example, for the paper on obesity, you could do a quick keyword search like children and obesity and grab a couple of the most recent books you can get. In most of our UC libraries, you can browse through the stacks and pick the ones you think will work. Think of it a little bit like shopping. And to be honest, you aren't really going to read the entire book. What you're looking for is a chapter or two. Pick books that are most recent. And if you can get the ones that are in the 2nd or 3rd edition or higher, that would be great. Editions mean that the book was so good that the publisher said to the author, you could do it again and again and again. Think of it like an encore performance. And remember, if you can't get to the library, you may be able to actually find some electronic books through the library catalog.
Another great source are articles. Articles are shorter than books and often have a tighter focus. Finding the best articles, though, can be a bit overwhelming if you're not familiar with the many indexes and databases our library has. Our website has a link to databases and full-text electronic journals. Many times, your professor will recommend a database, such as Academic Search Premier. Everyone is a little bit different. Keyword searching is always a good place to start. If you're confused about which database to select, make sure you ask a librarian.
Once you collect books and articles, you may want to use web resources, but be careful. The web is a little bit like a huge garage sale. There's a lot of good stuff, but it's mixed in with a lot of junk. So you might want to start with Google Scholar, that limits resources to educational and professional sites. The key is to make sure that you use resources that are reputable and reliable.
And so, after you have some books, some articles, some quality websites, it's time to do the real work, which is to write your paper. Everything you've done so far is just the preliminary work for the prompt. Most instructors are clear on what their expectations are, what the requirements are, and when it is due. Keep the prompt in mind and just start writing. A blank screen can be intimidating, but don't let it paralyze you.
We would like to acknowledge Ross Labau, librarian from California State University, Fresno, for his input and assistance and sharing of information from his own program, InfoRadio.